plans for encouraging international relations were kind of ripped up by the roots yesterday. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's important to remember that something which looks good doesn't always help persecuted Christians. And on a different note, have you ever wanted to visit the Holy Land? Well, we have a story just for you that might help scratch that itch. But we'll start today with a question. Deal or no deal? Well, it turns out there was no deal at the North Korea summit this week. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un were talking denuclearization, but it stalled out when the leaders couldn't agree on terms. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations will start back up in the days ahead. Voice of the Martyrs Eric Foley reminds us to keep Christians in mind when we look at the headlines. An international summit doesn't change much for them.
We tend to focus on things like how safe will this make us in terms of missiles that might be flying over our heads. It's certainly not a bad point, but as Christians, we need to remember to look to the interest of others, and certainly that would include our brothers and sisters who are Christian inside of North Korea. The zero tolerance policy towards Christianity in North Korea remains in effect. If you're known to be a Christian, you'll be in a concentration camp.
So is there anything we can do to help North Korea's Christians?
And pray for the international Christian community not to focus on political issues, but instead to be one body in Christ with their brothers and sisters. Today remains a day of work for North Korean Christians. They continue to advance the gospel in the face of strong opposition from their government. And more than anything, whether a summit is happening or not, that's what we can pray for. Pray for the faithfulness of the North Korean church. Pray for the fruitfulness of the North Korean church.
Next, Christians in countries with religious freedom can live out and share their faith without many repercussions. But with that freedom comes another spiritual challenge, complacency. For example, Ghana is just over 70% Christian, and believers there generally have a lot of freedom to practice their faith. However, Femi Adile, director of the Institute for Christian Impact, says Ghanaian believers struggle with complacency. Adile recently spoke at Urbana 18, a student missions conference hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. He said,
"In my part of the world, people have the secular sacred divide and think what you do in church or in Christian circles is ministry. But what you do in your profession is secular."
It's easy to check our faith at the door when we leave a church building. But the Institute for Christian Impact is training believers to live the gospel in sacred and secular spaces.
If God is interested not just in the sacred space, but in all aspects of life, it is important that in our discipleship strategies, we help Christians appreciate the need to see their professional callings as ministry, to know that in and through their professions, they can bear witness to God's saving grace.
And we're concluding our three-part series today on Palestinian Christians with Bethlehem Bible College's Tashuf Tours. Tashuf means to come and see in Arabic. Bethlehem Bible College's U.S. Development Officer Marianne Smith says,
"We decided to start Tashuf Tours as a division of the college in order to facilitate people coming in such a way that they not only see the sites of the land, which are important for us to see, the famous sites about our faith, but also to meet the people of the land. Oftentimes you'll hear believers in Israel and Palestine say, don't only come to see the dead stones, but also come to meet the living stones."
These tours are open to anyone, and each tour can be specialized to a group or individual's needs.
We also have listed on the website a journey of understanding, which is a journey that helps to present different people from both Israel and Palestine who are working in reconciliation ministries, kind of touch a little bit on the history of the conflict and where we go from there.
Come, see, and learn about the Holy Land from the Christians who live there. We have the details on the how at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.